And Jack's gonna do a quick little thing, and this is Jess, the drummer, and I have this mic just for this moment, because Jack isn't the best multitasker, but we have a show June 20th at the Middle East with Holy Smoke and Red Temple 9. I'm really out of breath, excuse me. I don't know if you guys, well, you don't know this, but they've been feeding us coffee and sugar. So, everything's really fast. So we might be done in like 5 seconds.
We have a number of songs left.
Yeah, they'll be done in 5 seconds. Not really.
Granting her wishes and her everything to
her that you're no means of convenience. You won't be hanging out on that limb. And it's late, she says, come on over. I know you want to, but you can't. So you won't, but you do.
Taking a quick breath here.
Taking a quick drink of the water.
Okay, you're taking the drink, I'm taking the breath. We got this.
All right, this next one is also fairly new. I think we're going to be recording it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be recording this one in New Alliance with Ethan coming up here in a couple weeks. Pretty excited about that.
Yes, very excited.
I don't remember how it goes, though. Give me that lick. Okay, thank you.
That's how new it is, folks. Song that is near and dear to us because we just released it as a new single. It's called I Don't Suppose. And also, just a plug, follow us on Instagram at Happy Little Clouds Band, and everywhere else digitally you can find music. We're there. Multitask. I couldn't put my cape on at the same time as saying all of that.
You did great. That was perfect.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good thing we have one more.
That's really short.
We can also take some time, swim around the radio. I could tell you this. None of my pedals worked. This is not the first time, but I'm really liking this Marshall, and it sounds awesome. So I'm like, should I get a Marshall? Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should, because okay. It sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
I like it, Jack.
Great.
Do
it's
it.
Good.
I told you guys that I was really sugared up, and we were going to be done early.
We shouldn't have given Jess sugar.
No!
What can you do?
We can play this last song really slow.
No. We can try. That would be interesting.
All right, it is what it is. Here we go.
We are the way we are, right?
Oh, wow, clever. Ready?
Yeah. Oh man, I think I found the on switch. Oh no, I think I'm gonna pull it. Oh well, I finally get my dance with a shell girl. Oh man, you know it when you feel it. Look down the edges when you hear it. Oh man, you're running cause you feel it. Jumping on a death wish. Oh,
yeah, be sure to thank everybody.
Okay, let's. Yeah, thank you, everybody who invited us here.
Joel, thanks for the fantastic sound in here. Awesome.
And WMFO, you guys, we love you. You're our favorites, and everybody playing today, really, keep listening. Stay tuned. Don't change that dial.
And bye.
And goodbye from Happy Little Clouds.
Oh, Happy Little Clouds. Woo, we love you. We love you, Happy Little Clouds. Hey, everybody, this is Jane. You're listening, of course, to WMFO in Medford. This is Live Day. Oh, my God. What an experience. That last band was incredible.
They were great.
Yeah. So we got Steve in studio. So welcome, Steve. You know, we're switching it up here today. Our usual Saturday shows. We are all in the house, but we're not doing our regular stuff because we have the opportunity to have all these amazing musicians here with us
today.
What
a day it's been.
It's incredible. It's been amazing all morning. It's going to be amazing straight up through 5 o'clock. And we love our listeners. So if you tuned in for Something About the Women, don't worry. We're back. We're back next week in our usual format. But today we're in the studio, and Brian Young is in the house, and he's doing this.
The madman.
Yeah, coming up at 1 o'clock. So we are all doing our thing today. Mike Newman is here. We're just happy to see our Saturday DJs and a lot of other fabulous, fabulous hosts from the rest of the week. So Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself, and why are you here on a Saturday morning?
Well, you know, I have a podcast called Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico, and Skybar has been on my show a couple of times, and several of the people here, including the guy that we got coming up next, have been on the show. And I really love this station, you know. I've knew Mikey D well way back in the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
And I've been here many. I was on Brian Young's show a few times, yep. Skybar's show, yep. And this is a great place. And this whole day is just fantastic. I love what you guys are doing here, and I'm happy to be part of it. When they asked me to come by, it was no hesitation.
That's fantastic.
Whatsoever.
We're glad that you're here, and we hope that our listeners will check out your podcast.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to introduce our next performer here. My long-lost third cousin from East Boston, who probably had his hair cut at Mike's Barbershop as many times as I did. We probably knew each other when we were 10, but we couldn't remember that. the guy playing next is a legend in Boston. His band, The Amplifier Heads, is a new album I'll call Songs From They Came to Rock. It's a fantastic album. Please welcome Sal Baglio. Yeah.
Wasn't the blues or a blown fuse, nor the needle in the red. It was the silent sound of madness. Even the radio went dead, and the newspaper sighed. There would be no encore. The concert promoter said, through blown out speakers and the rest in pieces, the amp has lost its head.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be invited to be here at WMFO Live Day. My history goes back to about 1978 with this station, when college stations were very, very important to all of our bands that were starting out in the Boston area at that time. I mean, it was great to get on the big commercial stations, and but really the meat and potatoes and the beginning of it and the real support came from college radio. And in particular, WMFO, I'm talking about my first band, which was, I think, 112 years ago, maybe, something like that. And when we played here at Tufts many, many times, we played outdoor concerts and a few indoor events. It's all a little hazy because it's a long time ago, but so because of all that, it is a joy to be here. And you know, looking around, there's a lot of friends here. And in my solo show, which I do a lot of solo shows now, I introduce myself. I say I'm Sal Baglio, and I'm a sexagenarian. And looking around, I think I may be the only one in here. I don't know. I don't know if there's many sexagenarians in here. But it's a beautiful thing, because at an age where I could still use the word sex, I guess. It's just one of the happy parts of that thing. But also, it has affected my writing, and I write a lot of songs about looking back and that's what the whole show is about. When all the clocks strike backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again. I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new. And the good guys playing all the hits for you when we go home again. And we'll see all of our friends the way they look back then. And it will only be that way for a day when we go home again. And my dad will be there, his hair will be thick, he'll show me some chords, how to hold the pick. And he won't get older and he won't get sick when we go home again. There's Grandpa and Barney Brass, Cousin Johnny taking photographs. Ma's made supper, now hurry fast, 'cause we are home again. When all the clocks striking backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up, you're back in your hometown. And everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again, home again. Oh, yeah. So that's sort of the trip that we take on this particular show that I do. You wake up, and you're back there for a day. And my hope and my goal is to get people who are at the show to take a trip back with me, but they don't have to come where I go. Because I think I might go back to a day in maybe 1966 or something, just for the heck of it. Everybody I knew would still be alive, and music was brand new. Because, see, if you're a sexagenarian, especially past the halfway point, then you remember air raid drills. Now, an air raid drill, for those who don't know that, was just in case a nuclear bomb gets dropped on your school. If you're in the basement on your knees under a desk or something, you'll be okay. We lived through that. We were sent home from school in November of 63. And then in February, on a Sunday night in 64, our whole world changed. And it was a beautiful thing. And where I came from was probably 99.9% Italian kids who the next day went to school Monday with an English accent. Hello. Hello, Angelo. How are you? So it was like Nicky, Vinny, Angelo, Sal. And everybody wanted to start a band. And I did. And not everybody gets to do that. So this song starts out in the year 1971. There was plenty of Boone's Farm apple wine and Ripple, and the girls still smelled like patchouli because it was the leftover of the hippie days before glam and before punk. And so it was kind of like people were wearing kind of long hair and shags. And a friend of mine gave me a tiny little orange tablet and said, just take a quarter of that. Not being good at math, I took the whole thing. And then we went to see The Who at the Music Hall while the Faces were playing on the Boston Common. Whew. Yeah, I was 14. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? Down at the city yards with a bottle of Ripple wine. Oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them. And I am afraid that their plants have been torn and frayed, but so glad that they were laid. How about the boys in the band loading drums and guitars up into Jimmy's van with their heads all full of stars? And their dreams were loud and had gold in them. Now I am afraid that the spotlights and stars have now turned to cover bars. When all my memories turn into wonder why cannot be, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? They have all gone away to poetry and rhyme, just like, oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them. I am afraid
that all their plans have been torn and frayed, but still so glad that they were laid. When all our memories turn into wonder why cannot peace, I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. I'll always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Forever remember those sweet strawberry girls.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Here's a song that I wrote and brought to a project with my good friend Dan Kopko. It was from the Peppermint Kicks record, which takes place in the year 1972. Looking at the yearbook page, thinking back on yesterday. All your hair's turning gray, and there ain't that much to say. It's okay, that song is faded out. Not everybody made it out, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, oh. Shag 72. Of light, the speed of sound, turntables turned around. There's a band underground coming up for new light. It's all right, the record starts to play. Bolin has gone away, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, whoa. Shag 72. From inside a plastic tomb, outside the electric womb, when the girls were nuclear and the bands were truly gear. Oh dear, the song repeats and plays. I'm looking at the yearbook page, and I'm thinking about you. Oh, 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 oh. Shag 72. Thank you. Jeez, I didn't know I'd be getting a live audience and applause and everything. That's great. Yeah, how we doing?
Doing good.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. So, all right, well then, that tells me this. Yeah, yeah, I great. Thank you so much. I think I'll do this song here. I may need some participation at the end. Just warning you. Boy, the room just cleared the hell out. Jesus Christ. So at the very end of the show, of my solo show, I end with this tune. I should also say that besides the solo shows, you know, I am going out with the band, you know, my good friend, I know he's a good friend of everyone up here. Dan Kopko is in the band playing guitar. Marty Richards on drums, Brad Helene. And we're going out, the Amplifier Heads, with Barrence Whitfield singing.
Oh, wow.
So, So we're going to do a bunch of Amplifier Heads tunes, a bunch of Barron's tunes, and of course the one that Barron sings on the new Amplifier Heads record, Songs from They Came to Rock. He sings the title track, They Came to Rock. So we're going to go out and do a couple of shows this year, and I'm really looking forward to that with those guys. But my solo show is something I've been really having a lot of fun with lately, and so I don't know if you're going to be able to identify with this song or not, but it's called I Am a Dinosaur. I am a dinosaur, walking through the mall, looking for a record store. Okay, a relic from a different day. I am a dinosaur, a rocket ride outside a 5 and 10 cent store. Oh yay, an artifact from another age. And I remember when all the world was singing. Asylum from a galaxy far away, a wreckage from another plane. I remember when all the world was swinging. I am the dinosaur, vanishing act that you won't see anymore. All right, thank you very much, good night. La 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 la. So this is the part that I get everyone in the audience to sing along. So I see that most people left the room, except we do have some right here. Ready? La 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 la. That's right. Sing loud if you're still here. Yeah, well, yeah. All right. I dedicate this to everybody in this room, everybody out there listening, and to everybody who still has a heart filled with music. And age has nothing to do with it, and it lights you up, and you're still full of joy. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. Dear sister poet, dear brother poet too, these tears and words make me wanna be with you.
suspend my body. I'm a music-making man. No page can release it like this amplifier can. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna sign it, gonna seal it, gonna mail it away. Must be crazy to express myself this way, but there ain't much romance living in the USA. This guitar is a blessing, this piano is a muse, electricity's a devil with a 20 amp fuse. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna mail it today. And this energy you gave them keeps on trying to unwind. I see an ancient rhythm and a man's genetic code. I'm gonna keep on rock and roll until my genes explode. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. My rock and roll love letter to you. I'm gonna sign it, seal it, mail it away. I'm gonna rock it, gonna reel it, gonna mail it away. I'm gonna sign it, seal it, sail it away. I'm gonna mail it today.
Sal, that was so awesome.
Stupendous.
That was hey Sal, we got a minute. Tell us about your next gig that's coming up. Tell us about where you might be playing next live, where people can come see you.
The next one. Thank you for asking. The next one is June 15th at the Cut Live in Gloucester. There's that new room out there in Gloucester. We're playing June 15th, Barron's and I, with the Amplifier Heads, and John Butcher's also on the show. It's his birthday that night. And so that's the next one. Looking down the road, August 9th, Barron's and I with the band will be at the Bull Run out in Shirley. For people out in Central Mass, please come out to that show.
That's a great place to see place to see a show. Yeah. Yeah, this is, it's been amazing sitting and watching you. You got a good audience here, Sal. I know there's way more people listening to us out there. And I just have to say, it's wonderful to watch somebody, you know, when you hear, I as a listener, when I get to actually see the performer, it means so much. Live music means so much. And it's one of the reasons why we're so happy to have Live Day. Looking over here at Mike Newman, and Mike does such a great job bringing bands in to WMFO, and you know, we try to do that on Something About the Women too. Certainly Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. I look around the room, so many of you have live music. You're carrying on Mikey D's tradition. This is amazing. And Sal, you've been amazing this morning. So
thank you, Salvatore Baglioni. Appreciate it.
All right.
So next up, we have a great Boston band. They're called the Teardowns, and I think they're probably ready over in Studio D.
We're gonna keep our fingers crossed on that. We got a thumbs up.
They are ready to go.
All right then. This is so exciting.
All right.
The Teardowns, everybody.
Right here at WMFO Live Day.
On studio. Here we go.
the floor.